For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Working families in Appalachian, Ohio face a crisis. Child care that's unavailable or costs too much. Even before the pandemic, 60% of rural Ohioans lived in a child care desert, with three times as many children as spots at licensed providers. Noble County mom Erin Finley is fighting the wait list.
I'm a single parent in household. We only have one income, and I now pay more for childcare than I pay to rent my home, than I pay to have my car.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says childcare issues force as many as 100,000 Americans to stay home from work each month. Finley says working parents must rely on babysitters or unlicensed in-home providers.
I think it even makes it more difficult to find care when you've been in a few situations and had to remove your child due to safety concerns.
Congress is debating legislation, and some companies are offering help as a way to reduce turnover. UPS is expanding on-site emergency child care for employees. The Minnesota group Route One is working on two problems at once, boosting Black, Brown, and Indigenous farmers while also addressing food insecurity. Founder Marcus Carpenter says with a partner company, they're refurbishing old shipping containers so city farmers and farmers of color can create so-called freight farms.
They implement hydroponic technology that allows urban farmers and other farmers who don't have access to land outside to be able to grow fresh produce inside these shipping containers.
The American Family Insurance Institute for Corporate and Social Impact helps fund Route One. The Institute's Naira Jordan says the country's independent farmers struggle to access funding and markets to sell their crops.
And that's especially true for the small but growing number of Black, Brown, and Indigenous farmers.
Freight farms can target fresh produce and culturally appropriate foods directly to folks who need it, including the 25% of Black Minnesotans who are food insecure. There was a time AM radio was king, but now some automakers want to exclude it from new vehicles. Rural farm broadcasters are pushing back, making their case to Congress.
Local AM radio stations carrying local news, local content, and local weather conditions and emergency response information are just critical.
Ben Steffen with the Nebraska Rural Radio Association says they support the AM for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM in every dashboard at no additional cost. He points to countless cases of live coverage in emergencies like weather events.
Part of the reason it's so important in vehicles is that people who are traveling instantly can access that kind of local information.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.